everybody, it's your girl Steph Star here on Steph Star Radio. So it's been a little minute and I haven't been as consistent as I was for a brief period in time, but that's because I was working for the government. I was doing the census, and the census is now done. And I'm just feeling my way back into mom mode and just, you know, doing the stay-at-home mom thing. It never gets old. And just sitting here thinking, looking back on my recordings and my previous episodes. And I've been doing this for 2 years, which is like pat on the back. You know, you gotta toot your own horn. Don't ever let nobody bring you down. I was told by someone who is actually a value in my life that I'm only doing this because I want to hear myself speak. And at first it hurt. But then it's like, what the fuck? Why do people do radio, right? To hear themselves speak. So here I am, hearing myself speak. And speaking of hearing myself speak, I sometimes go back and I replay my episodes to see where I can improve. I'm doing this by myself. You know, I always say I'm a one-man band. I think I stole that from Swiss Beats. But it doesn't matter, you know. People play golf and it's a one-person team. I don't think it's a team, but you get where I'm going with this. It's just one me. And bear with me. 2 years doing this now. And I think I could do a little better on the consistency tip, but between life and coronavirus and motherhood and going back to work for a little bit, it kind of threw me off. But I have so much that I keep inside and so much to get off my chest that I was like, no. I've been jotting notes here and there about things I want to talk about. And it just felt really right to do it today because I'm going through stuff in life, don't we all, right? And I don't want this to always be, oh my God, stuff is going through shit. Isn't she always? We all go through stuff. But I'm back and I feel a lot better. Creative-wise, I started writing another book, which is always cool because every book has its own type of energy that you put into it. And this book idea came to me in a very vivid, insane dream, and it caught my attention so much that it's a new book now, added to the list of books I'm sitting on, literally. So I was playing back the previous episode that I did, and I sound like a hater. I sound like the onlyest hater. So I want to start this episode by clarifying that I'm not a hater at all. I actually can't stand haters. Like, there's people that are natural born haters. But sometimes, as humans, we can be a little haters when deep down inside we actually like something. And this is in reference to, it kind of almost sounded like my whole episode was about Adam 22, No Jumper, and Selena. But it wasn't. There was other stuff in between. And I just want to clarify that. The reason why I went so hard is because I take this thing, radio thing. It's a podcast and it's on, you know, it's on Anchor. It's not on actual radio waves, but I take this just serious. So like when I see somebody doing a disservice to something that I respect and love so much, it pisses me off. And yes, I was hating a little bit because damn it, the woman has the platform that I need and want. But it doesn't matter. You know, we all go at our own pace. And salutes to her for being that chick. And I'm still studying this guy. Because, again, I did sound like a hater. And I don't ever want to sound like that. Because that's not who I am. That's why I'm clarifying it like a grown-ass woman. Making things clear. That wasn't what it meant to be. It's just what it was at the time. And I do still listen to him because I guess even though there's something about him that's weird, and someone actually agreed on Twitter today because he had he had Amber Rose on the show, and someone said basically what I said. They summed it up, what I had said in the episode, about this guy just has females, women on the show to ask them about everything they've done with rappers. It's kind of annoying. But so I watched the episode today, and you know, I think there's something innocent about him being so amazed about the things that happen in life, sexually wise. And I always say this, I feel very free talking about sex and things of that nature because I'm a grown up, but also because I used to work at TikTok Westforth. If you know about TikTok, then you know. TikTok and Pink Pussycat Boutique are actually owned by the same person, Opa. And he's a really dope person. He taught me a lot and just opened my mind to, like, not look at sex in a taboo way. So I can have a grown-up conversation with anyone. And he just gives me, like, really, even though it sounds a little contradicting, just innocent vibes because, like, he wants to know so much that it's, like, I feel like he must have lost his virginity either much older than people normally do, or just generally doesn't know things. I don't think that he's turned on by it. I think he's genuinely amazed, and I find it a little bit wholesome, even though I'm not saying I like the guy. I admire him in the sense of growing his platform the way he did, and the reason why I dislike him is because I have this respect for music, hip-hop music, rap in particular, and I feel like he does a disservice to music because of the type of content. But you know, we're gonna sum it up and put a little bow on it, little black bow to kill it, bury it funeral style. And it's a show, it is what it is. And I taught myself a lesson about being a hater. I can study people, but we all have our own style. And speaking of that, I would like to correlate that with the fact that my podcast isn't only about music. It seems that way because I'm a music head. Like, I thrive when there's music around. There was a time in my life where I was hospitalized, and it was a Jewish hospital, and we weren't allowed to listen to music, and it fucked my head up even more than it was at the time. And sometimes when I'm like super busy and I don't have a chance to put music in the background, it throws me off. Music carries vibrations, and I've studied music in the sense of how it affects the brain, because one of the books that I'm working on is a book about the mental. It's just a psychological book, I guess you could say. And music has a lot of different effects on the brain, so I take music very, very serious. Like, but my podcast isn't only about music. I want to talk about other things like motherhood and what's going on in the world and sports, which I love. My Yankees were eliminated, so that had me in a funk. And I'm not a basketball type of person. I enjoy sports. Like, I will go to any sporting event because I like the hugeness of the numbers and having a team, picking a team, and the energy. If you're if you're a sports enthusiast, you know there's a certain energy that goes when you go to these events that you can only find at a sporting event. And it's a good energy, and I'm an energy type of person. So, I say that to say that it kind of seems like my podcast is only about that, but since I'm still finding my direction and since I'm still finding someone to do this with, I wish it was that easy, but it's not, whatever. And there's more that I want to talk about, like the fact that it was 80 degrees today and it's October 23rd, damn near, and it's really scary. And you know, one of my books that I'm actually scared to even speak about is basically that. It's the climate change and the patterns that I study in weather patterns and the fires. There's actually a huge fires burning through Colorado right now. Actually just saw the story. And Colorado wildfire grows by at least 140,000 acres in a day. Those things are of nature, and it is my belief as a light worker that this is the earth purging itself, but also talking to us and telling us that if we don't get our shit together, it's gonna eat us, and we will never beat Mother Nature. There's no amount of technology that can beat Mother Nature. I've, you know, my daughter's middle name is Luna, which is Spanish for moon, and my friends are always like, yeah, you're such a freaking galactic person, and I am. I'm into the stars and all that stuff. I just naturally am. I'm attracted to it. I hop out my car and look at stars. Like, I'm weird like that. I don't think it's weird. One of my favorite parts about Indiana was how dark it is, because there's no light pollution, and my eyes are so fixed on stars that I can actually see it even when there are lights, and it's pretty dope. But it's not just in Colorado, you know, and it's not just the California fires. The world is on fire, and I don't mean that literally, like metaphorically. There are ugly things happening in Africa, and I like details, and I like to be accurate with my information. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of hiding from the negativity, because energy as a collective isn't right now in the world. It's just not. It's really ugly, the things that are happening in Africa. And it's not that I don't want to speak about it. It just, it's heavy. It makes the energy of the world feel heavy and sad and just a drag. And yeah, it happens. I get it. You know, things happen, but it's not a good time in the world right now. It's just not. It's terrible things happening everywhere. And when you are an empath, you soak up these energies unintentionally, without wanting to, and I feel it, and I feel people's sadness, and I feel things, because I have opened my mind to this, and I'm solely responsible for opening my mind, along with, you know, my DNA and coding and just different things that people probably don't even get. But it is what it is. Some of us are gifted with certain things, and I've been saying that this shit is gonna hit the fan even more before it clears out, and I'm hoping it's not, but I'm just one person, and I don't think I can change things just with my thought. Now, as a collective, I do think if we were better as society as a whole, then things might be different, but we don't know that, and we probably will never know, because unfortunately, social media has desensitized people to the point where it's just so easy to be negative and not have repercussions, because they're doing it from a phone or whatever, more than likely a phone. So I've just been like focusing on my energy and meditating and grounding myself and just trying to keep a good energy, because I don't even want to watch the debates. I'm definitely gonna vote. Early voting here begins soon. Maryland is where I am right now still, and I don't know if I told you guys, but it just feels like going back to New York isn't the right time right now. And I don't know. Part of me feels confused. Part of me is just like, fuck it. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And it is what it is right now. And we can pray. We could probably get a lot more good energy out there if we were all more positive and kinder to one another as a collective, but people aren't, and it's corny to be nice, which is so sad, and I hope that changes, because we need like a whole nother hippie movement. I wish we could restart one again, right? But I hate to say it is what it is, but it is, and I'm just here on this corner of the earth. I wish I could enjoy the weather, but I put away all my summer clothes and it was like 80 degrees today, so it's pretty shitty. And I would like to enjoy fall. Like, if we're gonna be honest, fall is a pretty dope season, and you can't really enjoy it if it's not the weather of the season. So I had like this whole thing planned out in my head about what I wanted to talk about, which was women. I had like this whole concept of women that I wanted to talk about, and the idea started on the word marriage. It was just like marriage, and it came to me because of Cardi B and her filing for divorce from Offset, but not wanting to, or I don't want to say not wanting to, maybe just, you know, being back with the guy, and the rumors of Kim wanting a divorce but she's still with Kanye, and then the whole situation with Dr. Dre and his wife after all these years of marriage, and where their marriage is now, where like it's a possibility the chick might do, the woman, she's a grown-ass woman, could be having legal issues if she ended, if she did what he claimed, she like cleaned out the bank account that they had together, and just Erica Mena is on my list too. I can't remember right now for what reason, but just, oh, I know why. I remember why, because she put a post about why do people want her guy to be such an asshole, or it was something along the lines of that, and I felt that, because I feel something with all these women, in the sense of I don't think Dr. Dre's marriage just collapsed. It's like a trickle. It's like they say water, you know, water hollows out a stone or something, and it's like a drop, and the drops add up over time. And we smile for the camera. Why do we smile for the camera? What it takes and the mental health of it. You know, it's so many different aspects, and marriage is hard, and marriage is serious, and it's not something that you can just walk away from. If it was, then it wouldn't be so hard, you know, it'd be easy. But when there's kids involved, and then when there's large amounts of money involved, and there's different things that I feel fall more on the woman. I can speak for myself that we hold on and we try to make things work for the kids. I only have one, but you know what I mean, like it's hard to have to separate your family because something isn't working, but at the end it's not worth your mental health, and just things that are detrimental to your mental health are not worth anything. And if a marriage isn't working, sometimes we stay because of love. I feel like Cardi really loves Offset, and I think it's so fucking dope. Love is beautiful, and it's beautiful when you can see past a person's flaws. I feel like they're meant to be. They're for each other, but it's not just filing a paper. You can file for it, but it doesn't mean anything if you aren't completely over that person. And it just kind of made me look at how, like, how society puts women down, in the sense of like, well, Cardi B is so stupid for being with Offset because he cheated. And then it's like, oh, she finally, you know, oh, her marriage is done. I guess wet ass pussy doesn't keep a man. And then she's back with Offset. Oh, I guess she wasn't serious about her divorce. It's just like, we are so scrutinized as women. And that never bothered me as much until I became the mother of a girl, because it put my eyes on like what her world could possibly be like. And the whole thing with Kim, where it's like, oh, Kim is enabling Kanye, and it's like, that's a marriage, you know, she's not enabling someone. You cannot just go against the person you married. And the same thing with Dre and his wife, where it's like, why is she the asshole because she's asking for money when she was in this marriage for so long? And if she was that bad of a person, why didn't he divorce her a long time ago? And then that took me to like the whole Tory and Meg situation, because Meg still has to prove that she was shot in the feet. Like, people want people wanted her feet to get blown off or something. It's crazy. That's crazy to me. And he gets a pass. Like, he had a reason for what happened, or he was drunk, or he didn't do it, or whatever the fuck it was. But Megan is lying, or she's too happy, or something is off. And it's just like, why as a society do we do women the way we do? And if it wasn't for us, there'd be no life. Need a womb, man. Sperm is everywhere. There's no uterus banks. There's no, you know, you need a body. We're not just vessels. And I feel like in the shift that we are in, because the earth is in a shift right now, time is most definitely warped, and the earth is shifting, and the shift did begin in 2012. And what happened was the earth moved from where it was in the universe, literally shifted, like, you know, it wiggled in a place, but it's still shifting. And in one of these places that we're moving along, time is warped. But basically, I say that to say the shift occurs not just like the earth, the physical earth. So the shift happens spiritually and with things like this, you know, like it's a shift in the sense of like movements and bringing awareness to things. Those things are shifts. And I feel like there needs to be more of that, more power to women, you know. I was watching a little clip of Angela Yee and Tory Lanez. I'm only saying this because big ups to her. I thought it was funny as shit. Always be yourself. It was like a little back and forth banter between her and Tory. And she was like, all right, then what's up with that dick pic? Send that shit through. And she just said it so casually, cool and confident. And I was like, yeah, she's so true to herself. And I love watching radio interviews, you know, like, because I'm really generally like a Radiohead. And she doesn't get enough air time. And that's something that always irritated me with like radio shows, where the ratio is always males and one woman. And I don't have a list in front of me of who and how, but it, for the most part, is that way, where women have very little to say. And I think that fucking sucks. Like, we shouldn't be on the side. And that's why I'm doing this now, because I'm not gonna be like, never have been, never will be, can't deal with it, then don't. What is it called? An ad lib. Like, I'm never gonna sit on the side and just be like, yeah, that's true. Or like, laugh at somebody's jokes. No. That's not me. It's not gonna happen. And shout out to Angela, you know, for being true to herself. And yeah, sometimes you want a dick pic. It is what it is. I don't want any. I'm good. I'm in a place where I'm just like, if the aliens come, aliens are real people. If the aliens come, I might volunteer myself up there. I probably have already in the past. So yeah, so this is the thing with radio. And DJ Khaled sound like a really big deal with, I forgot with who, but he's doing a podcast thing too. And those are the type of people that I want to listen to on the radio or satellite or podcast, wherever you listen to it, doesn't matter, as long as you hear it. And Elliot Wilson used to have a radio show a little while back, and I actually met him in 2015 at Jay-Z's Tidal event. And he like casually gave me a VIP ticket and contact information, but at the time my head wasn't in the right place to reach out to him. And I say this to say, everyone is on a different level, caliber, whatever you want to say. The people that I would love to work with is people like Elliot Wilson, hip-hop journalist GOAT, who's been doing this for a long time, and he does this his own way. And one thing that I admire about Elliot is that he's so on like everything new. Like, I'm kind of like, I'm picky with music. If I can't understand you, I don't want to hear it. I'm not into mumble rap. I'm not into a lot of different things. I don't want to hear about pussy and fucking all day, you know, like things with death. But salute to him, because he can really stay on top of everything, and he gets my props. I can never like put him and Adam in the same sentence. It's just two different one gets my respect and the other one is like, ugh, what's this guy bringing to the table? But everyone does their own thing. And I said, I don't want to be that hater person. So we'll leave it at that. I know that one day I will work with someone that I admire. I'm not sure who would be lovely if it was. I won't say names and jinx myself. But, you know, people like that. People that you can just be like, yeah, man, you can be proud and happy to work with. So, shout outs to him, always doing his thing, and everyone else who's doing positive things for podcasts, because there's a lot of things you can do on a podcast. And again, my whole thing is like, don't make music look bad, because I'm a music head, and don't do a disservice to our music by putting on only shitty people. But reel it back in, to each his own, right? So yeah, so I've been doing that type of research and just writing, and I guess I got out the funk, and it was just part of the funk was me working. Actually, I didn't realize how much mental labor the work that I was doing was. I wasn't like literally counting people, but just going to people's homes and calling them and digging for information that the census asks for, and just different things that comes with the job. You know, you gotta have balls to knock on a bunch of strangers' doors, especially during Corona. And it was fun. I did it 10 years ago. I don't think I will do it again. Not, at least not in the same way. But I am into federal work. It's dope. I will say that. But this is what I will do for free. Like, this is my, even writing, I can say, because I do get paid to write, it's not something that I like to do for free. I treasure my writing so much. And I will take Lenny's advice and stop, you know, stowing it away. I just have to find the right place to put it in, the right hands, and not, you know, not keep sitting on books. I won't keep sitting on my books, because they have to get out there. But it is something that I want to get paid for. This, shooting the shit on the radio, listen, I could do this all day. I've been watching Flex too. Flex is coming out like with an album. And I've always said I have like this love-hate thing for Flex. Because of that internship that I had. Like, I grew up listening to High 97. And when I had the opportunity to have my internship and I met him and got the feel of radio. This was in 2005 or 6, I want to say 6, but it's a little blurry. And it was like right before I graduated. It might have been 2005. Giving away my age. That's okay. Ever since then, it was like, you know, Flex was like the first person that put me on the radio. And I felt comfortable. Like, he made me feel at home. And that was that. And then years later, you know, I did the takeovers for him. And I still can, but I don't know. I felt like there's a little backstories there that I'm not ready to share or put out, because I'm still growing, and I would never tarnish my own name because of he said, she said stuff. But it was actually a pretty similar story, like one that Lenny S. said on one of his lives about, you know, going so hard for music that you forget that labels take care of that, you know. And it was an issue like that that we can talk about later, not today. I meant to mention that to him. But yeah, this is my, I do it for fun. This is my, I do it for free, and I do it for fun. Fuck it, you know, just shooting the shit. I'm just missing a partner or two, and we could like debate, or where it's not just me talking. My throat is getting dry and stuff, you know. I feel like that'll balance things out. I also believe in like male energy and female energy, balancing yin yang of life. Yeah, Aquarius is believing a lot of things like that. So I feel like I need some type of balance, and it'll happen. I'm definitely not I'm gonna sit down and wait for it to happen, but I do put the energy out there, and I know that the right time, I am putting in work. This counts as work. This is 2 years of podcast history that I have. Doesn't go for nothing, you know, doesn't go. It's not for free. Well, it is for free because I don't get paid to do this. Not as much as I would like. But I will one day. Because I started my own radio. They didn't want me on High 97. They didn't want me on none of their radios. So I started Step Star Radio. And if I pull out my notes from 2012, from when like I was with ASAP Mob and we were like planning on doing this, it's like literally the format that I do now, freestyled off the top of everything that I want to talk about. Sports and music and just different things. Mostly like light work. Not literally light work, like, you know, light work in the sense of bringing people awareness of dimensions. And there's like a 3 dimensions, there's 4th dimensions, there's 5th dimensions, and light workers are supposed to help people find the higher dimensions. And I feel like a lot of people are stuck in the 3rd dimension, and ascension requires you to be aware of a lot of things. And I'm not fully where I want to be. I'm still growing. I make mistakes. I heard my last episode and I was like, damn, I sound pissed off at who? You know, I have no reason to be mad at a guy for having a chick on his show that I don't even like either one of them. I think that this is what I'm going to do. This is what makes me happy. And I don't know where music is right now, but I have been looking into new artists just to have something else to listen to. I love Jay-Z, but you know, it's only so much Jay-Z I could listen to. So I don't know what music is out there right now. I'm like back on mommy mode, but it's okay because I'm like slowly getting into that routine that I like, where I could like record, even though it's probably the whisper hours. It is what it is. And figuring things out, and I don't know, I guess New York might happen, might not, who knows, but I'm gonna keep recording and I'm gonna keep writing, and something, you know, you put it out there, something will happen. So hopefully the right person is hearing this. If you are, I promise you, it's like so genuine and organic and the real. It's like I have every point you need checked off. But yeah, man, that's what's going on. I think the world needs to pray a little bit more, and let's give women more respect. Every single person on earth got here through a woman. And yes, I understand, like, originally we came from a nutsack, ball sack, or whatever, but really, 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 a man, a mere man, will never, ever, ever know how much it takes to bring a life. I swear, I died giving birth. You die a little bit for a couple of seconds, and then you come back. That's how intense it is. I don't have any other way to describe it. I say that because I really, like, I was gone for a second or two, literally. It's like as a child is entering the world, it's like something is changing, and only a woman can do that. So I feel like a shift needs to happen, and this episode is dedicated to all the women, mothers, non-mothers, girls, females. If you were born with a vagina, it's just my opinion of a woman. Forgive me if it's wrong. Please give our women respect, okay? This is what's wrong with the world, you know? Egyptians had that. You know, have that, like, ties with Egypt. I swear one of my past lives was in Egypt. But women ruled. And the world was thriving when women ruled. And that's what's missing. And so we collectively wake up and realize that that's what's missing. We're gonna go to shit, man. And there's no other earth, okay? There's no other earth. Doesn't matter what technology they think they have, they're gonna run into some shit they wish they didn't. Whoever it is trying to land on the moon and do this other stuff, but they're gonna see, they'll learn in time. So give women more love and respect and be a little more understanding. Okay? We are what we are. I don't think a man could ever do what we do, but it's just my opinion. So I think that's a good place to end. I don't think I've ever went this long. I could be wrong, because I really did have a lot to get off my chest. But yeah, sorry to Adam22 and Selena if I was being a dickhead myself. I caught myself. As long as you catch yourself and you learn, don't do it again. And yeah, man, shout out to all these women and marriages. Marriage is hard. And fuck all the haters and people that have nothing nice to say. It just shows how miserable they are. It's not Friday, but is it Friday? I don't even know the week anymore. Oh, Corona ruined everything. Yeah, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy this. And hopefully you'll hear from me sooner. Sooner and sooner and more consistently. I'm going to work on that for sure. Just, you know. I have life, and I have a team somewhere. I have a team, and we're going to get together. I just don't know where they are or who they are, but I know I have a team, and I know I got something here. So I'm going to keep writing and working on my crafts, putting good energies out there and just sending good vibes and doing my part. Let's all do the same. Vote. Please vote. Please do not vote for Kanye West. Please, let's not do this again. I love Kanye West. I don't think he is in the right place mentally to run this country. Even though they're all puppets. If you're aware enough, you know they're all puppets. So don't write him in. Don't do that. Vote early. You can find out when to vote. This is something else that I wanted to talk about, which is so wild how different it is, like, for states like Indiana. Did you know that Indiana can vote up to, like, I think it's over 60 days before the election? And then there's other states where we only get 5 days before the election to vote. I think that's wrong, and I think that's something that not a lot of people are aware of. And I'm a pattern noticer. Like, that's how I read the earth. I notice the patterns. That's what the earth book is about, is these patterns that happen gradually and will continue to happen if we don't cut the shit out. The bullshit. And I just took a deep breath on that one. It's insane, man. It's really insane. And I get pissed off, but it's only so much I could do by getting pissed off. But it's crazy where it's like the red states get months in advance to vote, and other states don't. And that's fucked up. And each state decides when the early voting begins, and I feel like that's something that needs to change. But I'm not into politics. I'm not that person, because I don't like misinformation. But that is not misinformation. I did my research on that, and that pissed me the fuck off, because no one should have 3 months time to vote ahead. But it is what it is, and just get out there and vote, and you'll probably hear from me again before November 3rd, hopefully. If not, by then I'll have some real, real good content. And, you know, hope whoever is hearing this has a great day. Whoever's not doesn't know what I'm saying, so it doesn't matter. I got Tampa Bay for the World Series. I don't know, something just tells me Tampa Bay is going to win, so fuck it. At first I said LA Dodgers because they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, but I don't know, something keeps telling me, like, one of my psyches is like, yep, Tampa Bay's got it. So if they do win, you know who told you. Go Eagles. Good night, people. Hopefully I wasn't too loud. And hopefully I made sense. And if I didn't, oh well. I don't know what to tell you. Enjoy your weekend. And thanks for listening. You're awesome. You're great. And it's okay to talk to yourself in the mirror and remind yourself that, okay? Okay. Love you. Bye.